This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about what is possible when we put God first. So this week, I've been talking about Peter, and as we know, Peter was a fisherman. I think it'd be fair to say fishing was in his DNA, such that Christ told him he would teach him how to fish for men. Peter was very good at fishing. It brought him joy. In the good times, Peter would fish, and when he was not feeling so good about life, he would still retreat to fishing. So it'd be fair to say that fishing for Peter was an earthly joy. It brought him a great deal of fulfillment. But I noticed something interesting as I was reading in the book of John, and Peter and some of the disciples were out fishing one night, and they'd been fishing all night, and by morning they had not caught anything. And to someone like Peter, this is a big deal, to love fishing and not to have a catch. But Jesus appeared on the shore at dawn, and he told them to throw their nets on the right side of the boat, and there would be plenty of fish there. In fact, there'd be so much fish that the nets wouldn't be able to hold the fish. But here's what's interesting. The moment that Peter saw Christ was on the shore, the scriptures say he threw on his tunic, jumped overboard, and swam to shore. It was at that moment for me that Peter was showing us that the fish were no longer number one in his life. He had something bigger, and that was Christ on the shore, and he was not going to waste a moment with fish when he could dwell in his presence. And so let us cling to these words, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Matthew 6:33. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, put God first.